Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Welcome. Today we continue looking at how to love someone you hate. These thoughts are brought up by Alan Webster as we look at some steps you should take to restore a relationship. We should be determined to win the battle of the heart. As he approached retirement, the poet Edwin Markham discovered that the man to whom he had entrusted his financial portfolio had spent every single penny. Markham's dream of a comfortable retirement vanished in an instant. Of course, he was furious, and with time his bitterness grew by leaps and bounds. One day, Markham found himself trying to calm down by diverting his attention to drawing circles on a piece of paper. Looking in at the circles he had drawn on the paper, Markham was inspired to write the following lines. He drew a circle to shut me out. Heretic, rebel, a thing to flout. But love and I had the wit to win. He drew a circle to take him in. Those words today are by far Markham's most famous among his hundreds of poems. More important than his professional accomplishment is the freedom from anger he experienced by offering forgiveness to the man who stole his life savings. Let's also offer forgiveness to those who have wronged us. Thank you for listening.
We praise thee, O God. For Jesus who died.